Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from, I started to say Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, but I'm not really there. I'm at my home looking out a beautiful window over Lake Bull Shoals. And we're talking about serious things, but oh my, the glory that comes after. The glory of the next age that we're about to come in. And we're looking at signs of the times because we are at the end of one age and we are going into another. We are at the end of a six-day work week that God gave to Adam. And we are about to enter the seventh day, which is a millennium, when the Lord Jesus will come and he will set up his earthly kingdom. We've been looking at signs of the times, so we had to look at the timekeepers. We had to look at God's timekeepers. We have to look at Israel. They're his time clock. We have to look at his calendar, and we've been looking at it. You may want to go back this week and last. We actually started it last week. So you might want to go back so you can catch up with us as we're looking at signs of the time, and we're looking specifically at dates on God's calendar that he has circled, and we're looking on at upcoming eclipses, lunar and solar, for signs of coming. We found that God invented time. He cut out a piece of eternity. He measured it for his dealings with man. God himself has he's nothing related to time except with man. And man fell, and he's got to fix it, and he's going to fix it and redeem man in this period that he called time. Seven is very prominent in God's calendar of time, and I'm reading you right now from a Jewish thing that I took off of the internet, which says the number seven figures prominently in our reckoning and experience of time. Most familiar, of course, is the seven-day work-rest cycle that comprises our week, a reenactment of the original 7 days of creation when in 6 days God made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh he rested. Each Sabbath, or Shabbat as they say, completes a full revelation of the original cycle. They count. They don't have their days named like we do, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They have Yom Rishon, day one, Yom Sheni, day two, Yom Shishi, day three, and they count it right on up to Shabbat, which is itself a form of the word seven. And Sheva is seven, Shabbat, rest, sit, Shabbat, seven. They all come in the same family of root words. Now, reading on from this Jewish thing that I took on the internet, because the number seven figures so prominently in our reckoning and experience of time, that is why many Jewish life cycle observances are seven-day affairs. 2 7-day festivals frame our year, Passover and Sukkot, Tabernacles. A marriage is celebrated for a full week, 7 days. We're going to keep that in mind because we're going to talk this week about Daniel's 70th week. Daniel was Jewish. He knew very well that when God talked to him about the 70th week, it was a week of years, and it was the last seven-year cycle before the Messiah comes. So we're going to go back now to Daniel chapter 24. Actually, it's chapter 9, Daniel chapter 9. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. So they had gone into captivity. Jeremiah the prophet had prophesied that they were going to be 70 years in captivity. At the very first of that captivity, when Daniel was a young man in Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And he saw all the time of the captivity, all the times of the Gentiles, rather, which started with the golden head, which was Babylon. And then that was succeeded by the Medes and Persians, the silver arms. So what we see here in the first verse is the Medes and Persians have overthrown Babylon. So he's going back to the prophet. He's going to study to show himself approved unto God. He went back to the prophecies of Jeremiah. Daniel himself, the prophets in those old days, they made most of their prophecies, the major prophets that had to do with things that concerned all mankind, they made most of those at the palace or in the temple area. And Daniel was of the seed royal. He's just a kid. And he would hear the prophet Jeremiah come by and prophesy these things. So Daniel sees prophetic things come to pass. He's watching the signs of the times. He knows it's been about 70 years, so he's going to seek God on it. We can do the same thing Daniel did. We can watch the prophets. We can see the signs of the times, and we can seek God like Daniel did. Here's how he did it. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. I set my face unto the Lord to seek prayer, supplications with fasting, and sackcloth and ashes, and I prayed. The first thing he did was seek prayer. He sought the right prayer to pray. After he sought the Lord about the right prayer to pray, then he prayed. I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome, God keeping covenant and mercy to them that love him. And he goes on down and he speaks of his nation and he says in verse 5, we have sinned and committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled. He confesses the sin of his people, of his nations. We did not hearken unto the servants, the prophets. And verse 7, O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but unto us confusion of face at this day, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel. O Lord, to us belongs confusion, verse 8, to our kings, our princes, our fathers, we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belongs mercies and forgiveness, even though we have rebelled against him. So he makes a prayer of penitence and repentance and seeking God for his people, his nations. And he specifically now, he's going to nail it down to that. Verse 16, O Lord God, according to all your righteousness, I beg you, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your holy city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are around us. Now, therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications, and cause your face to shine upon your sanctuary that is desolate, for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes. And he prayed for three things. He prayed for Jerusalem. He prayed for the holy mountain where the temple is. He prayed for the country, Israel, his sanctuary, for the Lord's sake. And his prayer was not having to do with you and me, except that it had to do with Israel, and Israel is God's time clock. While he was speaking, verse 20, and praying and confessing his sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord for the holy mountain of my God, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I'd seen at the beginning, came and touched me about the time of the afternoon offering. And the angel Gabriel says to Daniel, verse 23, at the beginning of your supplications, the commandment came forth, and I'm come to show you, for you're greatly beloved. Verse 24, 70 weeks are determined upon your people. Daniel's praying about Israel, Jerusalem, the city. He's praying from where he is right then. And Daniel said, 70 weeks, God's going to deal with your people. Now, he doesn't mean weeks like 7-day weeks. He's talking about weeks of years. He's talking about Shemitah cycles. Daniel is Jewish. He knows that he means weeks of years. We talked about these 7-year cycles, particularly last Friday. So 70 weeks of years, 70-year cycles, God is going to deal with Israel. And he is going to get done in that time. He tells everything that he's going to get done. Verse 24, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. 1, to finish the transgression. 2, to make an end of sin. 3, to make reconciliation for iniquity. 4, to bring in everlasting righteousness. 5, to seal up the vision and prophecy to fulfill everything. 6, to anoint the most holy. That's the most holy place. That's the new temple. That's the Ezekiel temple. Now, that's going to all happen in 70 weeks of years, 7-year cycles. Know therefore, verse 25, and understand from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 3 score and 2 9, going to be 69 weeks of years. Then Messiah is going to come, and it says he's going to be cut off, verse 26. He will be cut off. And the people of the prince that shall come is the Antichrist, and he's Roman. He'll work in the place of the old Roman Empire. The people of the prince that shall come, and he was the Romans, came and destroyed the temple. And Messiah will be cut off. Well, he was cut off. He was cut off. The temple was destroyed. Nobody counts from that time any jubilee years. They're still counting the 7 cycles. And then there's going to come a time, 69 weeks. It was cut off. It was interrupted. It's like you had timeout in a basketball game. He's going to deal with Israel 69 weeks of years. Then there's going to be timeout. That timeout now has been almost 2,000 years. And then it's going to pick up again with 1 more week of years. 1 more week of years. People call it, Bible scholars call it, Daniel's 70th week. It's a week of years. It's a 7-year cycle. And at the end of that 7-year cycle, then there will come the Messiah. And after that, there will be the Jubilee. So Daniel's 70th week is the 7-year cycle. God's going to complete Israel's restoration at the end of that time. And that 70th week, it is to, we call it the year, we call it tribulation. The Bible calls it the time of Jacob's trouble. It's the time of the pressure from the outside. It will result in a baby being born. In that 7-year time, nations will be overthrown. Israel will be prepared to be ruling in the millennial kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Daniel's 70th week. We're going to talk more about it tomorrow. And where will you be during that time? Will you be here on the earth during the tribulation of Daniel's 70th week, the time of Jacob's trouble? Or will you be at the marriage supper of the Lamb? We'll see you tomorrow.